Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Petitioned by Bridgetown merchants, householders, and other taxpayers to end the fair tax. On this day, October 16th, in the year 1841, the Barbadian newspaper carried a report on a petition brought before the Barbados House of Assembly by Bridgetown merchants, householders, and other taxpayers. According to the contents of the petitioners were concerned with the, quote, depressed state of agriculture and trade in the island and the general distress which, in consequence, pervades all ranks of society, end quote. It was the opinion of the petitioners that the current difficulties in Barbados were caused by the, quote-unquote, bothersome taxation which the government had imposed in anticipation of the abolition of slavery. Apparently, prior to the August 1st, 1834 date of the lawful abolition of slavery, the authorities in Barbados were concerned that the new status of the enslaved population, this new free black population, posed an imminent danger to the society at large. As such, the white population was convinced that an increase in taxes would be needed to improve security in Barbados. They were expecting unrest, but the transition was peaceful. As a result, since abolition had not manifested their contrived fears, the view of the petitioners changed, conceding that even after 7 years, the fears that were imagined never materialized, nor had criminal activity increased. Within the petition, the petitioners acknowledged, and I quote, "The emancipated class are not more disorderly under the moral restraints of law than when restrained by the appliances of slavery, and a general feeling of security, heretofore unknown, is entertained in the profound tranquility which prevails through the country with every prospect of uninterrupted continuance," end quote. This statement was a clear indication by this group of citizens that during the transition, the formerly enslaved had conducted themselves as exemplary citizens. As a result, the petitioners were therefore of the firm opinion that the taxes levied were being used disproportionately to support the police force. In fact, the petitioners felt that the rural branch of the police force could be reduced as it was of little use to the public, not having much to do. The petition further suggested that the increased taxes were being used to pay for three magistrates, which could be reduced to two, as much of the work of the extra judge was now being handled by the two magistrates. To this end, the petitioners believed these suggestions would also save the government some revenue and allow for a reduction in taxes. Member of the House of Assembly, Mr. Packer, in response to the petition, felt that the petition was important enough that it should be entertained by the Assembly. The Assembly generally agreed that the petition had merits and even provided a comparative analysis of tax revenue between the period 1833 and 1840, showing a steady increase. The Assembly even compared the tax revenue between Barbados and St. Lucia as a way to support their case. The House of Assembly also agreed with the petitioners that the taxes were too high and did in fact need their attention.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.